memory. Listen to Isaiah 55, 6. Seek the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him while He is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return to the Lord, and He will have compassion on him and to our God, for He will abundantly pardon. This testimony is part of the instruction of God that came to the prophets as they pronounced judgment at the same time they announced that where there was repentance, there was forgiveness. Jeremiah 33:8, I will cleanse them from all their iniquity by which they have sinned against me. I will pardon all their iniquities by which they have sinned against me and by which they have transgressed against me. It will be to me a name of joy, praise, and glory before all the nations of the earth, which will hear of all the good that I do for them. And they will fear and tremble because of all the good and all the peace that I make for it. This is the heart of God. The new covenant, a couple chapters earlier than that, namely in chapter 31, celebrates the forgiveness of God with familiar words. This is the covenant, verse 33, that I will make with the house of Israel after those days. I'll put my law within them, and on their heart I will write it. I'll be their God. They will be my people. They will not teach again each man his neighbor, each man his brother, saying, know the Lord. They will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them, declares the Lord, for I will forgive their iniquity and their sin. I will remember no more. This is the testimony of the Lord, who gives the sun for light by day and the fixed order of the moon and the stars for light at night, who stirs up the sea so that its waves roar. The Lord of hosts is His name. The God of order, the God who controls the universe, is the God who forgives. When you come, of course, into the New Testament, then the forgiveness of God becomes manifestly visible in the work of our Lord Jesus Christ. The message of Christ is that God will forgive your sins. The cross is where that forgiveness is purchased. The rest of the New Testament then features the message of the gospel of forgiveness, preached through the book of Acts, defined through the epistles, and consummated in the book of Revelation. One of the great standout evidences of the forgiveness of God is in the 15th chapter of Luke, a very familiar chapter to us who have gone through Luke, story of the prodigal who sins greatly, picturing the sinner who sins greatly against God, who upon returning is embraced in love and full forgiveness. And this